Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wrestling Tonight. This is Dr. John Stamey live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I hope everybody is doing well. We got a bang-up show tonight. A lot of folks are waiting to talk, and we're going to have a great, great time here on Wrestling Tonight. First of all, we got some great panelists tonight. From Charleston, South Carolina, the Amazing Velvet. How are you doing tonight, Amazing Velvet?
Doing great. I'm doing great, Dr. John. Thanks for asking. Yes, sir.
We are glad you're here. And from Richmond, Virginia, the one and only Steve Logan. How are you doing tonight, Stephen?
Doing good.
Great. We're glad to have you here. From Springdale, Arkansas, the one, the only Granny Hulkster. What's up, Granny? I hear you're having
a good day today. Yes, I'm a happy camper and glad to be here tonight with you all. So,
well, we are glad you're here with us, too. And from somewhere between Pocatello, Idaho, and Charleston, South Carolina, the one and only Malcolm Wildman. How are you, Malcolm?
We want to tell you, man, I'm in Osceola, Arkansas. I think that's how they pronounce it down here. Yeah, but I'm just chilling out, man. I'm getting real comfortable like I did on primetime in the summer of 88 after SummerSlam. Capone Mania, my best wishes are to you and the NAWA. Oh, yeah.
Tony, you just got best wishes sent to you by none other than Malcolm channeling. Oh, my goodness. This is great. And speaking of Tony Capone, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Dr. John, and everyone on board. I appreciate being back on Wrestling Tonight. I'm really excited with a lot of breaking news from the NAWA back store, you know, back inside the scenes and what's happening behind the company as we're growing day by day.
That is wonderful. And my co-host, the one and the only, from Chicago, Illinois. What a great place to be from. Chaz Moretti, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. John. How's everybody tonight? Glad you're all on, even you, Velvet. I mean, I know there goes the neighborhood, but that's all right. We'll let you stay tonight.
Be nice now. He's from my part.
I was being nice. You don't want to see me not being nice. Believe me, I was being nice. Anyway, I'm extremely excited about all of the announcements and all of the news surrounding the North American Wrestling Alliance and Jingle Brawl emanating from the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida on December 19th. And, you know, rather than hear myself speak, I want to get right back to Tony Capone. Tony, so many big things happening, so many announcements. Take it away.
Chaz, thank you very much, man, and honored for you to be on board with us as one of our premier managers in our organization. As you're aware, this week we announced that Jingle Ball is official. It is on. Tickets went on sale midweek. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster, December 19th, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida. And I can tell you it's going to be, from beginning to end, it's going to be at least a four-hour pay-per-view event from beginning to end. There's going to be a half-hour pre-show starting at 6:30 p.m. live, right to the arena at 7 p.m. And there's going to be a half-hour pre-show, post-show once it's done. And really excited. The last couple of days alone, we just signed to the organization Alpha Jr., second generation from the Samoans, and we actually signed his brother also, Lloyd. So we're going to have both Samoans as exclusive with the NAWA. That's really groundbreaking. It hasn't come out yet at all. And great guys. I can't wait to get them back in the ring and have them associated with the NAWA. Excuse me. In addition to that, this past week, which we announced this week, Fight and NAWA have an exclusive deal together, and we're going to have a discounted pre-sale for all of our fans beginning November 1st for the month of November. It is going to be almost a half price from where it is right now, and tickets will be on sale through Fight on November 1st officially, and that's going to be your pre-sale for all the pay-per-view event, and it's going to be a great bargain. So basically, we're asking everyone to please support the NAWA, and great things are coming. I mean, this show is so overpacked with news coming out daily. As you see, there's a lot of insider magazines picking it up, and I'm just, like, honored and blessed to be in this position after so many years and really working hard to get to where we are today. So with that, Chaz, you know, there's a lot more stuff going on, but behind the scenes, it's been great. It's really, really been great so far.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, God, what a signing. The second generation Samoans, part of that great Samoan dynasty. I mean, that's a major coup for the NAWA. That's just extremely exciting. And I know I probably speak for everybody on the panel when I say that, yeah, I had to pick my mouth up off the floor for a second there. My jaw dropped with that announcement. That's just awesome.
Well,
what does everybody else think? Oh, go ahead, Tom.
No, I was just saying, let me pull a second part of the news is due to our exclusive deal with Fight, debut in January 7th, 8 o'clock p.m., Thursday night. It's going to be NAWA Thursday Night Fight, and it's going to be in association with Fight. So NAWA is merging with Fight in regards to bringing the internet broadcasting of our free show every Thursday night, 8 o'clock on Fight. And that is groundbreaking. It hasn't been out yet. It will be announced officially midweek this week.
Wow. So you heard it here first. You heard it on Wrestling Tonight first, that Fight TV and the NAWA is going to produce a free week, a free weekly show. My God.
That's awesome.
My God. I can't believe how fast this company is growing and how far we've gotten in such a short period of time. Tony, all credit to you. I mean, your vision on this is just nothing short of extraordinary.
It's my direction, but I'll be honest with you. There's so many people behind the scenes, and each one's doing their small part to make this a big national and international company eventually. And, you know, everyone deserves credit behind the scenes, from Lou Reardon to Cindy Snow, Sal from ECW, John Casal, Big Primo, all these people that are working behind the scenes to make this happen. And, you know, basically they believe in the NAWA, but most of all they believe in Tony Capone. They've known Tony Capone for 30-something years, and they believe in my vision. And I also like to say that we have our official scriptwriter on board. It's a gentleman named Kyle Bowman, and he's officially with the NAWA now as one of our senior writers. And I'd like to welcome him on board also, and I think he's listening tonight.
Well, that's great. That's great. Dr. John, has our first featured guest arrived yet or no?
He came right in just a few minutes ago, Chaz. I was getting ready to tell you that.
Awesome. Awesome. Tony, anything else you want to say? Of course, we want you to stay on board for the remainder of the show, but anything else you want to say before we get to our first featured guest?
No, please introduce the first guest. I'll be honored to stay on board, and towards the end, I'll give some more news that's happening behind the scenes. Take it away, Chaz.
Thank you. Yep, yes, sir. So without further ado, I want to introduce a man who was the former National Wrestling Alliance World Heavyweight Champion. He is known as the Tokyo Monster Kahagas. Kahagas, welcome to the show tonight.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, doing just fine. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just chilling at the moment.
Very good. Very good. So many interesting and so many exciting things happening with the NAWA. And at this time, we want to delve a little bit more into the career of the Tokyo Monster. So without further ado, I'm going to defer to my colleague, the professor of professional wrestling, Steve Logan. Steve, take it away.
Yeah. Pleasure to get the chance to ask you some questions. I've seen some of your work on GWA and some other shows on YouTube, so definitely glad to have you on. I did want to ask, I was reading some of your background. Can you talk about some of your trainers? Is it true that you were trained by Don Tenta, among others?
I was fortunate. I had gotten this business at kind of a strange time when there was a transition in wrestling that started happening. You know, it was probably one of the first transitions, and during the Raw era, I think, you know, was after that. I kind of just was lucky enough to meet up with a lot of former wrestlers, Florida guys, such as Tyree Pride and Tom Horn. And Tyree Pride kind of took me under his wing, and Tom Horn was actually a local sheriff here that was trained by Eddie Graham. And they just kind of – he had a ring, and they had a place, and they just kind of started working with me, and I just kept coming back, and a lot of – had quite a few local independent guys around, because where I live is a real rural area, so it's not like in the city where just people are floating around of all different types, you know. And so I was just kind of – trained in a field, or actually in Orange Grove, man, just beat up every day to see if I'd come back and buy a bunch of these old timers. And then as I expanded a little bit, you know, knowing, being associated with some of these guys, they introduced me to other people amongst, as far as like Hector Guerrero and John Tenta. And through John Tenta, I worked a lot with Prince Iaukea. Just, you know, it's just so on and so on. It's just I've been fortunate to be able to come from a crew such as that, you know, back in that time.
Yeah, it sounds like quite the experience getting to train with some old school talents. I did want to ask you, what kind of influenced you on becoming the Tokyo Monster? Because you're definitely got an international flair about you, and I think that fits with the NAWA.
You know, that's all part of maturing in a business, I think. And when I say that, how you develop a character, develop a gimmick, and expand your gimmick, and just build off of things. And just, you know, in this business, you're constantly learning, you're constantly getting better, you're constantly trying to think of something else to make things better. And you know, when they say to listen to people and do to certain things, when you're told, that's sometimes that pays off. Well, actually, a lot of times it pays off. And I was told to
replace for our upcoming.
So I was basically,
and you've been selected
for the fuck is that?
Link the link.
You there?
I apologize for any background noise. I'm there. I think someone had background
all
noise.
Right. Right, right. Now I lost my train of thought, what I was even saying. What was the subject?
Tokyo Monster. You were talking about changing over time.
Yeah, you know, I started just like anybody else. I did start with the name of Cahagas, but I didn't really have any kind of gimmick. And then I was lucky enough that I had a phone call from Florida Championship Wrestling, and they asked me to do a Japanese gimmick, and you know, I am Japanese, and they said that's the only way they use me. And I was like, well, shit, this is Florida Championship Wrestling, and you know, it's an opportunity I took advantage of, and did started doing a Japanese gimmick. And then, you know, as we moved further, you know, started doing some TV throughout Florida, and I was asked to start painting my face. And then from there, I became the Japanese Nightmare. And then I was asked by Hugo Savinovich. I came to Central America to go work, and he asked me. He said, "You know, I want to add something to your name, and I want to call you the Tokyo Monster." And to me, that kind of solidified what I needed to do, because that there gave me a true gimmick. And what I mean by that is, it's an actual character that I kind of developed. You know, it's an original character, and I took little bits and pieces from somebody and somebody, you know, here and there, and did what they said, and built off of my own, you know, my own as my own being, you know, being Japanese. And as I developed into Tokyo Monster, it was just like, well, you know, there's one way to make it work, and it's you got to look like a monster and you got to wrestle like a monster. So that's pretty much the gimmick, man. And that's how it all pretty much came together. I just kept evolving with it, you know, in so many different ways. And that's it.
Yeah, definitely.
Character development.
Very,
brother.
Yeah, it's very fun to watch. Feels very old school. And I did want to ask, what was it like working with the NWA and being a former two-time heavyweight champion over there?
Of course, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was great, you know, because it was. That's one of those things that such as working with the people I did when I started in this business, Tyree and John Tenta and others, you know, I was proud to be able to say I did that and to work with DNA, you know, and then when I worked with Florida Championship Wrestling, that was one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, it's kind of like back in the day, everybody was like, hey, I want to be in the 500, you know, I mean, it's one of those things you look at goals and you know, one of my goals was to work with Florida Championship Wrestling, and I did, and I would have never thought that I would have worked with the NWA and because it just, you know, that's just not something that people look at when they get into this business. They get into this business to achieve a dream and chase a dream, and that dream is to be on top and to be famous and be a star and make a lot of money and be on TV all over the world. You know, that's what everybody gets in this business to do it for, you know. And you got to love it to do it, don't get me wrong. And a lot of these people do succeed and they do well. But the people that don't, what they don't look at is, you know, look what you've done the whole way there. You know, you might not have caught that dream, but brother, you lived a lot more on the way. You know, there's a lot of memories there you know, you got to give credit to yourself that you made all that happen, you know? You know, that's, to me, that's like working with the NWA and working with many, many, you know, legends that I've been fortunate to work with and know on a personal level and that are great friends. It's to me, it's a great achievement to be able to put those titles on top of it. You know, I mean, I don't think you can get any better.
Well, I'm definitely glad your journey has led you to wrestling tonight in NAWA. Before I give it to Chaz, what can we do in NAWA in the future?
What? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
What can we expect from you going forward with the NAWA that anybody that isn't familiar with you probably?
You know, that's kind of hard to explain what to look out for me because I'm the same guy. I go in there and I do what I do and I don't worry about nobody else, you know? So, I mean, you know, when NAWA, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing about it. I know there's a lot of history with the NAWA. You know, I've heard a lot of good things and a lot of talent, a lot of people's come through there. So it's great to hear something like that that's redeveloped and going at it again. And I'm glad to be, you know, glad to be a part of it. You know, I'm very excited and looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah. Definitely glad to hear that you're on board, and I'm gonna, you know, give this back to Chaz. But thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Oh, brother, so good having you on tonight. If you don't mind, I want to open up to the panel for each person to ask you a question. If you still have some time to be with us, is that okay?
Yeah, I'm good, Chaz. What you got?
All right. So let's start with Dr. John. Dr. John, anything you want to ask the Tokyo Monster?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Can you briefly tell us, because you were a two-time NWA champion, can you briefly tell us about the two matches that you had? How are they like? How are they different? Or just tell us a little bit about them. I'd appreciate that.
Two-time champion. Which matches are you talking about? I mean, actually, I was a
the
four-time
matches that
champion.
You were with the title matches. The title matches.
Which title?
World champion.
The NWA.
Okay. So two title matches you're saying for that? Like what? I'm misunderstanding.
Yeah,
the difference.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about those two title matches where you won where you won your world championships there.
Okay, so you mean the one time.
Okay,
that was
one
time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about that one.
Well, that was in, I believe it was in Clayton, New Jersey. And that was an interesting story that we put together with that. And I actually flew into Clayton, New Jersey, pretty much unknown, under the radar. And no one even knew I was in the building except for the NWA guy and the promoter until, a couple other people came across me there and was like, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Man, I don't know. This is just so literally it was overnight." And, I went in there and it was, I believe it was a 7 or 8 man tournament for the title. And I had my manager with me, Dante Brown, and he went through some legal, actions, I guess, with Bruce Tharp and got me entered into the match towards the end. But, I mean, there wasn't much of a match, I would say. The real match, I would say, would be the following week with me and Damian Wayne in one-on-one in Houston, Texas. That was just that was incredible. I mean, we beat the hell out of each other, and it was just a great match. And, it was just an honor in general to be able to compete or just be in a ring with anybody that was at that level at that time to be in there together and work with them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That was great. We really appreciate that.
Amazing Velvet. Anything you want to ask the Tokyo Monster?
Yeah, I have a question, sir. What kind of advice did you get from, Hector Guerrero, and what kind of work ethic did you think he was trying to help you get to, if any, or anything like that?
What you get is not necessarily what you get in the ring. It's a lot of it's in your head. When I say that, there's it's all about being able to respect the business. And one of the things that a lot of these guys, that they see in people is I've noticed, such as Hector and Tyree and a few others, they see how much somebody really, really loves the business and respects it. And the more you do that, the more you get out of them, the more, honest you are with yourself and the business is, and the respect you give it is, you're going to get that same thing in return with Hector and them. And, it wasn't necessarily, like I said, a lot of wrestling. It was a lot of mental, psychological notes and do's and don'ts and, especially psychology in the ring. That's one of my fortes I love, man, is the psychology, telling the story and the being around people like that's what they did from day in to day out. And, 7 days a week to give their livelihoods,
oh, yeah,
to create their own stories. I mean, to obtain that knowledge is, to me, that's what I like to do, man. Anybody can do moves, but that doesn't mean you can work.
Right, I got you. Well, the next time you speak to Hector, you tell him Chicken said hello. That's my nickname from him.
Chicken, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, he'll remember that. If you say, "Hey, I spoke to Chicken," he's going to laugh.
I'll do that, I will.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the answer.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Granny Hulkster, anything you want to ask the Tokyo Monster?
Yes, sir, I am Granny Hulkster. I'm not a wrestler. I'm just a huge fan of the sport, and it is a true pleasure and honor to get to speak to you tonight.
Well, Granny, I appreciate it. Pleasure to talk to you.
Who was your biggest inspiration to you to become a wrestler? I mean, who inspired you the most?
As a wrestler?
To get you to become a wrestler. I mean, who inspired you the most to become a wrestler? Who was your biggest inspiration?
When it comes to wrestling, I could never – that's something I could probably never do, and I've tried to think about it, but I can't really say there's one in general that makes me feel like, that – they're my inspiration to being in wrestling because of the fact that I love them all. I watched them all. I loved them all. You like them all on their own levels. And,
mm-hmm.
and to me, there's not really any favorites. I don't think I ever had a favorite.
Well, that's understandable.
So far as getting into business, that was just me. You know, I mean, I was my own motive, and it was one of those things that, which a lot of people say the same as I do, is, hey, if I don't give it a shot one day, I'm going to wish I did. And I went for the shot, and I got suckered in, and I'm still here. So.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, it's like I said, it's just a true pleasure and honor to get to speak with you, because I love this business, and I mean, I love to get to go to wrestling shows, and I love doing what I do. I love to interact with the wrestlers. Granny does not like the heels, and I can talk some pretty good smack to the heels when I have to, so.
But we need more people like you out there then.
No, thank you, sir. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
No problem. Cahagas, get ready. You have never had an experience like this. You are about to experience the one and only Malcolm Wilder. Malcolm, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. What's his name again?
I've heard this dude's voice before.
Anybody who's been to the Cauliflower Alley Club
Internet
reunion has heard that voice booming.
Not a question, it's more of a comment or a statement, and I just want to, you know, tell Tokamiya Monster Cahagas, how honored I am for him to accept to come on board with the NWA, and I have very, very big plans with Cahagas, and I just can't wait for him to debut December 19th in the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, and I'm looking forward to really having you on board on a full-time basis, and you know, brother, let's make it happen, man.
Hey, I'm ready, man. You just say the word. I'll definitely be there.
I appreciate it. I really do, sincerely.
I'd like to also comment how I'm excited for Cahagas and Gangrel to be on board. I follow Gangrel's streams on the Facebook, so definitely glad to have both of you on board on the NAWA.
Yeah, for sure. Can't go wrong with that guy.
You know, like I've been saying from the beginning, we went out and we tried to get the best of the best in the independent market and bring them all on board, like with the NAWA, like we did from the inception back in 1989, where we had all former WWF stars there. We're taking the best of the best of the independent circuit and we're bringing them into a national and international platform. And once again, I am honored that Tokyo Monster Cahagas is willing and accepting to come on board with us, and I appreciate it very much. I really do.
Thank you, Tony.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and on a personal level, I just want to say that, brother, the few times that we've crossed paths and I happened to sit under your learning tree with you and Kevin Sullivan at that seminar in Milwaukee, I just can't tell you how much I took away from that experience and how much that's helped me to grow within this business that we both love so much. And I wanted to thank you for that.
No, all good, Chaz, man. You know, it's great to see you there, and it's, you know, just to have people like you come out and support, or just, it's all well worth it.
Most definitely. Now, We would love it if you would stay on board for the remainder of the program, but we understand that, you know, schedules and time constraints and whatnot. But if you've got the time, we would love to have you stay on board for the remainder of the podcast tonight. So, again, what do you think? Something we can do?
You got Frankie on next, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I might hang out for a minute, you know, but then I might hang up on him. But
believe me, man, not a problem.
He's hating me. He's hating me right now just because I'm going to hang out for a minute.
Granny can't wait. Granny Hulkster can't wait to see the NAWA, and I can't wait to meet you, sir, because, I mean, you are absolutely amazing, and I'm so excited for NAWA. I just can't wait to see one of their shows. I'm just so excited, so.
We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And with that, I'm going to throw it back to Dr. John. Dr. John, is our next guest available? Has he arrived yet or no?
Our next guest has not yet arrived.
Maybe he's scared. Maybe
no,
he's
just being fashionably late as usual. He's probably doing his hair again.
Didn't want to call
anyway, Well, we'll all see it, won't we?
Oh, until I hang up.
Well, at least he's got hair. Mine is starting to wave. Bye-bye. But anyway, let's get back to Tony. Tony, while we're waiting for Frankie Chiazzo to make his long-awaited arrival on our program, you had indicated earlier that there were certain things that you wanted to touch back upon with regards to Jingle Brawl, with regards to the NAWA. And so I'd like to take this opportunity to have you go ahead and tell the folks all about what else is going on.
I mean, in general, what I could tell you so far at this point is that the show is a star-filled show, top to bottom. Every match is a special match. Every match is a main event match. And we are negotiating right now with a former, let's say, a former world champion in negotiations right now to be on the show. As it's confirmed in the next week, I'll bring it out there. But one thing that's happening, and it's a negotiation right now, is that the NAWA, I don't know if you're aware, but I think, Chaz, you do, back in the days when Glow Wrestling, and we talked about this before in one of the older podcasts, when Glow Wrestling lost their TV, we started Beautiful Ladies of Wrestling, and it was basically, you know, Bobcat and Little Destiny and, you know, Kimona, you know, Misty Blue. And in light of everything that's going on, we are bringing in a special Legends Glow Wrestling match, and it's the first on a national platform outside of what they're doing without, you know, After Glow and everything else. And I'm proud to say that Sonny's on board with us, and it'll be officially announced this week. And I'm looking forward to that as another addition to the major card that we have set up right now as we speak.
That's awesome. I mean, yeah, Sonny's just a sweetheart. We love her to death, and this is going to be such a great addition because, you know, like we always stated and like you've stated from minute one, the NAWA is the way wrestling was and should be. You know, it's that old school wrestling mentality with the new school vibe. And I just think that it's nothing that the world has seen yet, but something that the world is dying to see, if that doesn't sound too much like a cliche.
No, it makes a lot of sense, Chaz. And, you know, if I could parlay that to a second part, and I know he's very, very big in the United States in regards to his podcast and his interviews. We are in negotiations right now with Hannibal TV, and we're looking to bring down Hannibal, their wrestling organization, in association with the NAWA. And that should be finalized in the next 48 hours. There's going to be a special match through Devin Hannibal, through Hannibal TV and his organization, Greater Wrestling Up in Canada. And we're negotiating right now with him having a special match on our program. And that will be debuted in the next, you know, 48 hours, roughly.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I saw Hannibal's clip this morning, and that was exciting, very much so. Very, very much so. So let's open it up to the panel for a second. Steve, Logan, let me ask you a question. you being very learned on the international scene and the modern game as it's being presented. When we say old school mentality with the new school vibe, what does that mean to you?
Say again, old school vibe
when we talk about professional wrestling as it should be, you know, an old school mentality with a new school vibe, what does that mean to you?
It depends on the particular person, but I would say just being an over-the-top performer, but also being a great athlete, I would say, because I think a lot of the newer generation are great athletes. Not that the old guard isn't, but hopefully, you know, we can have some great characters with the NAWA, and I think we will, and some great athleticism as well.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Any other panelists want to chime in on that question? I mean, old school mentality, new school vibe. What does that mean to you guys? What do you think about that?
I think I started watching wrestling in 1968. I was 5 years old. Pat Patterson, Rocky Johnson against the great Mephisto, crazy Luke Graham. I happened upon it accidentally. And ever since then, my dad wouldn't take me to a live match growing up. But I'll tell you what, in 1983, I was in El Paso, Texas, at Fort Bliss, Texas, and I had a chance to see an NWA match, and it was Rowdy Roddy Piper and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat against Ace Cowboy Bob Orton and the Greg the Hammer Valentine. And it was one, and I saw Wahoo McDaniel that day. I'm pretty sure I saw Ric Flair. I saw Jimmy Woogie, Jimmy Boogie, Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. You know, it was just something else. And ever since I went to that live match, then I came home on leave to get ready to go to Korea for about a month. And January, I thought it was January 24th, so it was January 23rd, 1984, when Hulk Hogan stepped in the Madison Square Garden and beat the Iron Sheik with the Ayatollah Blassie as his manager, and Hulkamania was born. I've been on a roll ever since. And then 2 years ago, October 27th, I was in Orlando, Florida, and I got my picture with the greatest World Wrestling Federation champion ever, Hulk Hogan. He's always going to be that way to me. And you know what? It's never going to change.
I hear some commotion in the background.
I think we have some guests.
Malcolm, you invite the guests to the studio again?
That's how I summed it up. Hulkamania is always going to run wild inside of me, Daddy. Especially November 7th.
Yeah, it sounds like Madison Square Garden in the background there, Mel.
I don't have my speaker on. It can't be coming from me.
Gotcha.
Chaz, this is Dr. John. We got another guest in the room.
We do. He's here.
Yes, we do.
Oh my God! All right, everybody, get excited now. Everybody, get excited, because it's gonna be my distinct pleasure to introduce the King of the Southeast, the Supreme Fachin, the one and only journeyman Francisco Chiazzo. Frankie, how are you tonight?
What's going on, guys? How are you guys? Doing real good.
Doing good.
Actually, here in Nashville at the Impact Wrestling pop-up show. So I'm going to step outside here for just a second and speak to you guys. How's everybody doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Frank. Let me just do a quick whip around to the panel that's on tonight. We have my co-host, Dr. John Stamey, on with us. We have the amazing Velvet. We have Granny Hulkster.
Hello.
We have the professor of professional wrestling, Steve Logan. We have the one and only king of the CAC, Malcolm Wildman.
Doing, Francisco?
Doing real good.
Thanks for having me on.
And an old friend of yours, Frank, we have the Tokyo Monster Kahegas on with us tonight.
Oh, good, good, good. I'll take the L-29 with white rice.
I knew that was coming.
That's good.
I can say that because he can't hit me from over the phone, so I can say that.
Right?
Can't the phone
right?
Face. So.
Yeah, yeah, he just vanished, so now we know why.
Hey, Francisco,
right, so anyway.
I know a buddy of yours, Francisco.
You do? I don't have many friends, so who do you know?
Yeah. And, okay. Well, maybe he's not
you
your friend.
You got one here.
But Ronnie York. Never trust a York.
Who?
Ronnie York. He's a guy from Florida that named David
Palmer.
Oh, Palmer.
Ronnie and Donnie York. Yeah. The York brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've known them for a long time.
Yeah. Ronnie works for me in South Carolina sometimes.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, tell him I said hello.
I will.
And tell him
yes,
the Tokyo
sir.
Monster speaks very bad about him all the time. He buries him
okay,
every chance.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that.
All right, Frank, let's get down to it. We have a lot of first-time listeners on our podcast and a lot of people who are extremely interested in the North American Wrestling Alliance, but we want to delve a little bit into the history of Francisco Chiazzo. I know firsthand about the great feature film, the documentary that you were featured in last year, The Journeyman, and how that was well-received at many of the film festivals across the country. But let's delve into the history of The Journeyman, Francisco Chiazzo. How'd you first get started in this great sport that we love, Frank?
Actually, man, it was kind of by accident. I mean, from a really young age, I mean, I did martial arts and, yeah, I boxed at a very young age. And I went to a video store, so I'm going to age myself, but I went to a video store to rent Enter the Dragon. Some of Tokyo Monster ancestors were in that. So he's probably familiar with that movie. That being said, it was out. It was rented. So I saw WrestleMania 3 right next to it. And Hulk Hogan and Andre on the cover of that. So, you know, I rented it, and I fell in love with it from that point forward. I remember seeing the first match, which was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was like Can-Am Connection and against Orton and
Morocco and Orton.
Don Morocco, if I'm not mistaken. And from that point on, it was it for me. I knew what I wanted to do really, really early on, and got started with Adrian Street, and left his school and you know, kind of took off on my own and like everybody does. And I've been blessed with you know, the history of being trained by some of the best, from Bill DeMott to, you know, Tom Pritchard, Dave Taylor, you know, of course, again, like I said, the legend himself, Adrian Street, and, you know, had a lot of people help me along the way, you know, to kind of put me where I am, and, you know, worked some of the best talent in the world, as much as, like, you know, we give each other hell, you know, one of them's on the phone right now, and, you know, Tokyo Monster Cahagas, and I've just been really fortunate to be able to work with some of the best in the world. And you know, here I am in Nashville and, you know, doing some work with Impact and, you know, worked with WWN for many years and done everything from developmental to been all over the world. So I'm just real fortunate at this point in my life and career to be able to still be doing this at a somewhat higher level, you know, compared to, you know, where I was 20 years ago in comparison to where now. So I'm real fortunate overall.
That's excellent. You know, Frank, Adrian Street had to be, I mean, he had to be such a phenomenal trainer, just given his background and the British style that he brought over, along with the development of character, et cetera. What was it like to learn from Adrian Street?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, I really didn't realize at the time just how important what he was teaching me was. And, you know, it wasn't until many years later when I was passing that knowledge along to my students and people that I had worked with and younger talent, where a lot of those things, a lot of those teachings that he had passed along, those light bulbs really didn't go off for many years later. And, I mean, he was just a phenomenal, you know, wrestler overall and just an incredible performer and entertainer and one of the toughest SOBs in the world. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that I learned from him, I didn't really come into play until many years after my, you know, I had gotten started. You know, with, you know, I got my real start with Ron Neamey and IPW back in 1998. And, you know, it wasn't until, you know, probably about 5 or 6 years after that a lot of the things that Adrian had said over the years had really started to click in my mind. But, I mean, he was such a well-rounded, you know, athlete and performer and wrestler and just a great person overall. So I was really fortunate to have him, you know, be my induction into the wrestling business.
Sure. Frank, if you had a, if you had to, I mean, it's hard to do. But if you had to define, if you had to mention one career defining moment that you had, what would that be?
Oh man, I've had this question asked to me, and it's so hard. But the one thing that sticks out to my mind, or sticks out in my mind, you know, a lot of people would probably say, oh, the first time they walked down the WWE rampway, or the first time they worked for Impact, or who, you know, ROH, or mine was actually in Puerto Rico, working for Carlos, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the town was either Caguas or Bayamon, and we were doing a bit with the Lacomai, which was a talk show host over there, and the place was packed. It was probably maybe 3,000 or 4,000. Business was still really good there at the time, and I was working Kid Romeo. You guys might have remembered him from, I don't even want to say WCW fame, but he was in WCW for, you know, have a cup of coffee or whatever the case may be, and I remember that night when the three count happened, and I got hit with his finish, and the entire crowd chanted 1, 2, 3, you know, in Spanish. So, and I remember just laying there afterwards and getting this overwhelming feeling of just like, wow, I was born to do this, you know, like this is where I belong. And I remember coming through the curtain, the first person I saw was Rigo Casanova, and he goes, man, that was fantastic, bro. And I remember dropping to my knees, and I went, oh my God, like this is it, like this is what I was meant to do, you know, with my life. And you know, I think I, throughout the years, I'd always known, but that was at that point where I was like, wow, like this is it. I never want to do anything else in my life.
Sure. No, I get it. You know, an overarching theme that we've been talking about tonight and pretty much every show with regards to the North American Wrestling Alliance is the idea that the NAWA is going to present professional wrestling as the old school traditions, the old school mentality with the new school vibe. I'd like to get your thoughts on what that concept is to Francisco Chiasso.
Oh man, it's what I was brought up on. You know, the marquee says wrestling. The marquee will always say wrestling. You know, it doesn't say kicks and flips. You know, and late slaps and flips or whatever the case may be. I won't sit here and say that, you know, this generation is terrible. This generation of, you know, every generation thinks their generation is best. The bottom line, what it means to me is foundation and fundamentals. I should say basics. You can't build a house from the top down. You build a house from the bottom up. And I think a lot of what's lacking nowadays is the fundamentals, basic principles. You know, what we do is rocket science. You know, what we do is good versus evil. What we do is, you know, is David and Goliath. You know, they're the simplest stories in the world, but we make them complicated once that bell rings. And I think that if Tony stays true to form and continues on with keeping his word as far as keeping this as close to the vest as possible, I think we're going to do okay, because I think that's what the business is really lacking right now, is a lot of substance. There's a lot of style, but no substance. And I think that's what, you know, hopefully, which I've never worked for Tony, so I'm going based off of just what I know right now and things that he said to me. And, you know, the guys that we put together for this, for this card in December, represent those basic principles.
Sure, sure. And Tony's on the panel with us tonight. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to open this up to the panel and see if they have any questions for you and anything that they'd like to know about Francisco Chiasso. Sounds good?
Okay.
All right, very good. Tony, we'll start with you. Frankie Chiasso is here, and, you know, we're talking about his career, his life, and his involvement in NAWA, and I'd like to get your thoughts.
No, it's more of a comment more than anything, Chaz. And, Frankie, you know, just in general, I am so honored that you and AJ are coming on board as the Slambinos. I mean, I'm really looking for a great relationship together. I know what you could bring to the table, and it's that old school mentality that, like you said, is lacking nowadays. It's, you know, it's just basically, it's change and develop. Every generation is a different style, but there's nothing like the old school mentality, the psychology, the technology, all mixed in together. You have it. And, yeah, I'm humbled and honored that you're willing to come on board and make this happen with us. And you are a big part behind the scenes, and can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks when I come down to Florida.
Looking forward to it, Tony. I really appreciate that. It's, you know, Anthony and I have done some good stuff together, and it's going to be good to be back with you know, with him and doing his Slambinos thing and, you know, really looking forward to seeing everything that the NAWA has to offer and, you know, bringing that style to Daytona Beach, the Ocean Center on December 19th, you know, on Fight. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. You like that little show right there, I do it, because that's really what I'm paid to do. Tony even checks in the mail. That being said, you know, we're really looking forward to, you know, to bringing this stuff to, you know, fruition. You know, the card is coming together. Talent roster is coming together. So, you know, I've had a hand in a lot of the stuff behind the scenes, and which is what I love to do, besides performing in the ring, is of course produce and direct and bring talent in. And I think what we put together so far is really going to be the telltale sign of things to come. You know, if this one does really well.
Oh, absolutely, Frank. I've been watching. You had a hell of a time finding AJ. How'd you track him down?
Well, I typically go by the scent of, you know, either meatballs, marinara sauce, or just pure laziness, because the guy doesn't move in front of the TV unless he's doing a super TikTok video. But nonetheless, I mean, it was with the help of JoJo, you know, who's our consigliere of the Slambinos. You know, he definitely helped me track it. You know, Anthony down. I had to go to his 14 bedroom house. You know, which I like to know how he affords that. You know, he's got to be skimming money off the top from somewhere. You know, but God love him. You know, if he makes any trouble, I'm going to end up getting whacked. So, you know, who knows?
And, you know, I find it interesting that that behind every good man is a great woman. And, you know, your wife, Stormy Lee, is just one hell of a wrestler in her own right. And so I wanted to give a little shout out to her.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She's an absolute saint. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be talking to you guys on the phone. So she puts up with a lot of stuff that people don't necessarily see. So, you know, right now, as I'm talking to you guys, I'm in Nashville and I've been here for 3 days, you know, while she's home, you know, holding down the fort. And she just got back in the ring for the first time in about 8 months after a couple of injuries. So she's definitely coming back. And she'll be back bigger and stronger than ever. And, you know, she's been doing some training with Malay Osaka and really going back to basics herself. So I'm really looking forward to seeing her get back into the ring and start up with, of course, you know, Lariato Pro out of Georgia. And, you know, we got some big things coming forward with WWN that she's going to be a part of. So, you know, definitely going to be hitting the ground running from the Stormy Lee perspective. But, you know, she's definitely the rock of the relationship. Not the rock, but a rock.
Awesome. Awesome. Velvet, anything you want to ask Frank Chiazzo?
I like what you said about Adrian Street. I did a similar gimmick to him called the Amazing Velvet, and he gave me the rub on that, told me, he goes, it's a wonderful gimmick. Yes, it is. I used to love talking to him. He's a great guy. But my thing is, people don't realize, you touched on it just a second, but people didn't realize how tough he really was. He was a tough SOB, man. He was, man, I tell you what, have you got any good stories about him smacking some people around or showing them how to do it?
Yeah, he's definitely a tough SOB. You know, I'm not really sure there's too many guys tougher even at 83 years old.
I agree. I don't know. I love the fact that when I used to call him, he's like, "Yes, you need some gimmicks, Linda. We'll make them for you."
That was a terrible British accent, but I'll take your word for it.
I know. I'm sorry. I haven't talked to him.
There goes
so
the
long.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him so long, so I can't take.
Yeah, you couldn't do it to begin with. Just stop.
Yeah, that.
Love you, Velvet.
Go eat the meatball sub and shut up.
Hey, I already had that earlier today. It's Sunday. Stop it. Believe me, I had Frankie and AJ over to the house one time for dinner. What a spread we had that night, huh, Frank?
Oh, it was good. It was a lot of gabagol, a lot of olives, a lot of brazut, a lot of bread. Anthony ate all the bread because he's fat.
Anthony brought all the wine.
Chaz always takes care of us in Chicago. We come to Little Italy. We always enjoy always enjoy coming in there. Guys, I hate to cut this short. I know I don't know how much time, but I've got to get back in here for the pop-up shop for Impact. But I really do appreciate you guys having me on. Does anybody have any last questions before I have to jump back
Steve
in here?
Yeah, Steve Morgan, go ahead. Shoot that last question off to Frank.
Yeah, you got any favorite opponents? I really enjoyed your work with Chris Sylvia and Gahagas, by the way.
Oh, yeah, actually, man, I've got quite a few. One, of course, you know, as much as I hate putting Gahagas over, but it's, you know, Tokyo Monster has definitely been one of my favorite, you know, guys to be in the ring with. Definitely pushed him up to a whole other level. The marquee Bruce Santee is another one. You know, there's the natural Chase Stevens, James Storm, you know, Heath Miller, you know, Doc Gallows. And, I mean, the list is just crazy extensive because of just how long I've been doing this. But those are the guys that come to mind immediately when I get asked that question. Because, I mean, this business is all about, you know, without pulling the curtain completely back, you know, I'm only going to be as good as my guy's going to allow me to look, and vice versa. And, you know, this business is a difficult one in itself. So if you've got extremely good talent to be in the ring with, consider yourself blessed, because that's definitely going to put on one hell of a show come December 19th.
Thank you so much.
All right, very good. Dr. John, is Cahagas still with us?
Yeah, it looks like he
Thanks,
called
guys.
Back.
I'm going to head out. I'm going to head back
I got
in
him right
here.
Frank Snack, you can't run without saying hi to Cahagas, Frank.
Oh, my God. Cahagas is still here?
He's been watching you.
I thought his face he fell asleep in a bowl of lo mein by now.
Yeah, I hung up accidentally, and then I don't know why, but I called back. But
you don't even sound Chinese.
All this shit, so.
You don't even sound Chinese. You sound like a redneck.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is
real
cool.
That's why I don't cut promos very well.
Well, you guys all have a fantastic night. Cahagas, I hope you stub your toe. And thank you guys for having me on.
Break a leg. Break a leg, man.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a good evening.
Cahagas, you know he had to leave because you showed back up again. What's going on with that? Is he that afraid of you?
Nah, man, I love Frankie. You know the thing about Frankie, like he said, you know, when he was talking about when he was born to be in this business, well, you know, I'll have to agree with him just because I've always looked at Frankie, and throughout the years that I've been working for over 20-some years, and Frankie's always been around, and he's one of the only guys that's still around and consistently works just like me, and I can't think of nobody else that actually does that besides Frankie and I. And I have always looked at Frankie, and I will continue to look at Frankie as he's going to be that guy that's always going to be around. You know, he loves it that much, man. He's a good dude. He's definitely his own person, and you got to know him to love him. That's the damn shame.
I do. You know, spent some time with Frank and with AJ and with Stormy, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, it's another reason why I'm so humbled and blessed and honored to be a part of the NAWA is the talent that we have on board and the talent that is yet to be announced. I mean, as Tony said before, it is the best of the best that's out there right now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've heard some of the names that are on there, and you know, it's kind of refreshing to hear some of that, you know, some names like that come around. And you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity there, Tony.
No, thank you. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys, the NAWA wouldn't be here today. And that goes back to the 80s when we started. It's the support that we got over the years. And it's you guys that break your back day in and day out that makes our company shine. And no, not thank me. Thank you for being on board with us and making us shine. Thank you.
Well, I guess we just have to see how it all works out, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, we're planning the comeback already. It's going to be I'm starting to sign the contract this week, but it'll be the first week of February, February 6th. We're supposed to be back at the Ocean Center, and then we're going back down for Bike Week, which normally pre-COVID, you know, draws around 700,000 people, and we'll be down there in March again. And then after that, we're going to be going on the road. So a lot of good things happening.
Great. Sounds good. Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dr. John, this is the portion of the program where, as we used to say, we always say in the business, but not in front of the fans, it's time to go home. So you want to lead us through the shout-outs and the final thoughts for tonight?
Absolutely. First of all, what's everybody got to plug for the week coming up? We've all got a lot of things going on. I'm gonna talk to Granny Hulkster first, and then after her, the Amazing Velvet. Granny, what you got going on this week?
Well, I just want to say that it was a pleasure being on with you all this evening, and I just hope that everybody has a great week and stay safe and be good to each other.
All right, that's a great one. Amazing Velvet down there in Charleston. What have you got to say to everybody?
Well, same thing as Granny. Wish everybody well. Have a great week. Don't stub your toe there, Cahagas. I don't want to have to see that injury. No, I'm just kidding. but no, just everybody, you know what? Everybody, as long as you take care of your personal self and you take care of your family, I think everything will be okay in the next few months. So everybody have a good week.
That's a great one. Cahagas, what have you got? What have you got going on the next week or two you want to tell us about?
You know, I do got a few things coming up. I'm starting to pick up some dates lately since all this
Great.
COVID stuff's lightened up a little bit. But next Friday, I've got a Thunder Championship Wrestling in Winter Haven, Florida. And then, let's see, Sunday Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum in Dania Beach at Gangrel's new facility down there. He's got a great school down there. I believe possibly Saturday, Halloween Day, I believe there's tryout camps down there for Gangrels too. So if anybody in the area listening, you know, you want to be a wrestler, here's your shot. You go down there and, you know, give yourself a tryout. So, but yeah, I got a couple dates coming up and some mid dates too. So I'm looking forward to it and getting back on the road and traveling and seeing some of the boys and, you know, getting out and doing my thing.
Doing what you do best. That's great. Well, look, thanks a lot, and we certainly wish you well, and thanks a lot for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. Steve Logan, who got to interview you. Steve, what you got going on the next week or so to plug?
I got my social media, Stellar Steven on Twitter and on Twitch. Looking forward to more episodes of Wrestling Tonight and looking forward to the news of NAWA, some of the talent announcements have gotten my interest lately, so definitely looking forward to the Jingle Brawl show. Those are my plugs of the week.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Now, Malcolm, I know you were talking to Chaz about giving us a little demo of something, so I saved you for last of our guests. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, the Tokyo Monster and Frankie Kiyotsu are two of the baddest SOBs on the planet, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold, Knockamania, and the NAWA Tony Capone said so.
Love you, Malcolm. Love you, man.
Wow.
Malcolm, you just blew it away.
Can't wait to meet you, Tokyo Monster. I just can't. I love meet wrestlers. I'm like a 10-year-old kid when I meet wrestlers.
Oh, you grew up.
He'll
you were like a 5-year-old
then.
Last week.
He'll be calm by then. I'll make sure of that.
Yeah, we've all got a lot of great things. Benji. Tony Capone, what have you got going on in the next week or so that you haven't talked to us about yet?
I just want to thank all the fans that are supporting the NAWA. And like we said, December 19th, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida, Jingle Brawl. It's going to be a star-packed show. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster. They start at $21, and top seat, first row ringside is $55, which is very, very reasonable for a over four-hour event that's going to take place live on site. And I'm really looking forward to it and look for the promotional code coming out next week. For pre-sales on Fight. So I'm really excited about it and looking forward to coming back next week to give you some more insight of what's happening behind the scenes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We're always, always glad to have you. Chaz Moretti, what have you got to plug, buddy?
Oh, I got a lot going on this week, Dr. John. I got to meet with my tailor and get four new custom-made suits, $2,500 a pop. Don't tell the wife. She don't know about it yet. It's coming out of the household budget. I don't want to say nothing, but hi,
coming
babe. I didn't know you came in the room.
Reno. Coming out of bathroom reno.
Look, you, if you want to be on the show again next week, the check better be in the mail.
I'll make sure.
Chaz, we don't use checks anymore. It's all PayPal now. It's no more checks.
Yeah, right? Bitcoin.
Well, that takes care of my major way of paying for things. Damn it. All right, I guess I got to get with the 21st
century.
You keep
yapping like that, and me and Amy going to double-team you.
Oh, please. You know what? You keep it up. I'll just get my number one fan to come beat you up. Right, Granny? You know you love me.
Now, wait a minute, Chaz. That is yet to be determined. You're getting delusional again. Go take your medication.
No,
and as far as your suits go, hey, Chaz, as far as your suits go, I heard a rumor that you buy your suits from Walmart.
No. That is a baseless rumor started by my wife that has no reality, no basis in reality whatsoever.
They fit you fine at Goodwill.
Actually, you know what happened was
that,
it was
that, maybe he got them at a thrift store. Maybe he got them at a thrift store, you know, or something. You
stop
know,
that. I couldn't
somebody
get that
felt
lucky.
Somebody felt sorry for him and gave him some suits. They felt sorry for him and gave him some suits.
Oh, stop it! You guys love me anyway. Anyhow, no. In all seriousness, my plugs for the week are as follows. I just hope everybody has a safe and healthy week as we still deal with the crisis and with the events that are going on in our world. I do have a number of different locations that I'm planning to visit, just to get in touch again with people and to make sure everybody's doing okay. Extremely excited, humbled, and proud to be a part of the NAWA and a part of Jingle Bra on December 19th in Daytona Beach at the Ocean Center. And I want to personally thank Cahagas and Frank Chiazzo for coming on the show tonight. Thank all of you in the panel for coming on the show tonight, because without this type of community and camaraderie, professional wrestling doesn't exist. And I want to thank you all for that. And like I said, all joking aside, I look forward to talking with each and every one of you every Sunday on Wrestling Tonight, as well as on the other great podcast that are on the BLC Nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chaz.
Thank you, Chaz.
John,
really appreciate it. Thank you, my man.
And I got one
thank
exciting
you,
thing. If you go to lizardmanfestival.com, you can find out where you can meet the South Carolina Lizard Man this Halloween in Columbia, South Carolina. Had to get the Lizard Man in there. Thanks, everybody, for a great wrestling tonight. We will have another good time. Tony, will we see you next week?
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure.
Chaz, you better
well,
be
you know
here.
I've got an announcement to make for next week that Tony knew about, but not many others. I'm going to announce our blockbuster guest for next week. Next week, we are blessed to have on the show Showtime Marcel Williams from the NAWA and one of the meanest, most ferocious tag teams that are on the scene today, and I'm talking about the House of Pain. So everybody, please tune in next week as we interview the House of Pain and Showtime Marcel Williams.
Well, that sounds great.
How'd you pull it off,
awesome.
Chaz?
I'm sorry?
How'd you pull it off?
Oh, I had help. I had a lot of help. And you know, as we, if you're ever raised in an Italian American family, when you hear the phrase "the Godfather sends his regards," you send your gratitude. I think I pretty much said how I got it.
Hey, somebody smartened you up for once.
All right. Well,
so
that's
again,
great.
Guys, thank you so much, and look forward to next week.
Thank you, guys.
Have,
see
have
you
a great
week, everyone.
God bless.
See you next week on Wrestling Tonight. Take care.